Chapter 2. Stuck in a Sea of Ice, 1899. In February, we tried to find a way through the Bellingshausen Sea on the west side of the Antarctic Peninsula. We got stuck in a sea of ice. The sea was frozen and the ship could not move. It was extremely cold and dark all day and night. We were desperate. I went with Frederick Cook, an American explorer and surgeon, to visit the captain in his bed. He was very ill, covered in blankets and trembling. "Captain, we can't move because we're in a sea of ice," Cook said. "We must eat that meat or the men will die." "Fine," Captain de Gerlache said. "Feed the men and bring me food too. You and Amundsen must take control of the ship. I'm too ill." Cook saved the lives of many of the crew during that terrible winter. The doctor and I became good friends, and we both shared the same dream: to conquer the Arctic and reach the North Pole. Slowly, the men started to feel better. Penguin meat has got vitamin C in it, and this saved us from scurvy. But still, the ice-cold winter continued. For the next 2 months, we tried to move the Belgica from the ice. But each time we moved the ship a little, the ice closed around us, and we couldn't go any further. "Amundsen," Cook said, "we must escape. If we cut the ice ourselves, maybe we can make our own channel." "Good idea," I said. "Let's wait until the men are healthy, and then we'll lay dynamite across the ice and we will blast our way out." It took us a month to move 12 kilometers, but we finally escaped. On the way home, I had only one thought. The Franklin expedition didn't survive, but we did. If we could sail through all that ice, we could also make it through the Northwest Passage straight to the North Pole. That was my dream. Years passed, and at the age of 31, I was ready for my next adventure, this time as the captain. I bought the Joe, a 47-ton seal hunting ship, and I added a gasoline engine to go long distances. In 1903, we sailed toward the dangerous Canadian Northwest Passage. My mother watched over me in more ways than one. I thanked her for making me go to university. Even though I left university early, it taught me how to learn. Unlike a lot of sailors, I learned something new every day. I talked to the experts, the Netsilik natives. These people lived on the ice for hundreds and hundreds of years and had excellent survival abilities. The Netsilik natives taught me all about Arctic survival. They showed me how to use sled dogs and taught me to wear animal skins. They showed me how to hunt and fish, make a fire in the ice, and sleep in the cold. I watched them constantly and tried to remember their advice for the future. We sailed from Baffin Bay to Joe Haven in Nunavut, Canada. We sailed through the Northwest Passage towards the Canadian Arctic Archipelago. We almost circled the northern part of the globe. When the ship arrived at Eagle City, I sent my brother Leon a telegram. "We went through the Northwest Passage. Next stop, the North Pole." That night, one of my men came into my room. He seemed very nervous. "Captain," he said, "I've got some news, and you won't like it." "What is it, sailor?" I said. "Well, sir," the sailor said, "some men arrived at the North Pole before us." "No!" I shouted. I threw my globe against the wall and hit the table in anger. "Why weren't we first? We wanted to discover the North Pole. Who was it? Who was quicker than us?" "Well, sir," the sailor said, Both your old friend Frederick Cook and Robert Peary say they got there first. Which one is correct? I asked. They can't decide, sir, said the sailor. They're fighting about it. Villains, I said. They beat us. Frederick always wanted to get to the North Pole. He must be a very happy man now. The next day, I realized my mistake and why we weren't the first to arrive at the North Pole. If you're going to do something great, you must not announce it. You must just do it. Well, I was not going to make the same mistake twice. And so, I created a new plan.